Back now with Day to Day, comedian Robert Smigel is the man behind some of the funniest characters on late night TV, including one foul-mouthed, cigar-chomping, rubber Rottweiler. Thin-skinned dogs, beware.
Triumph, the insult comic dog, has a song on a new CD. It's just out. It's called The Jewish Songbook, The Heart and Humor of a People. It's out now. And with me in the studio, Triumph, the insult comic dog.
Only for a few seconds.
Only for a few seconds.
Yeah,
I have to say.
It's NPR. Come on. I've got more important things to do, like go outside and poop in your parking lot.
Well, I really
believe me, many more people will see that than hear this.
Okay, so Mazel, your song.
Mazel, yes, it means good luck.
Good luck.
By the way, I'm not Jewish, but I was raised by Jews.
You're not Jewish.
No, but I am a real animal. I'm not a puppet.
No.
No, think about it. What kind of who would humiliate himself? Imagine a middle-aged man crouching under a podium. Who would do such a thing to manipulate a puppet? Except for Dick Cheney. Liberal Radio, here we go. That was for you.
Thank you, Triumph. Tell me, how does it feel to share the CD with people like Barbara Streisand, Neil Sedaka?
Why don't you ask
Herb
them?
Herb Alpert.
They're the luck. Herb Alpert is on the album? Oh, my God. That's the most exciting thing in the world in 1968. Oh, my God. Let me put on my leisure suit and give a Okay.
Oh, my
All
gosh.
Right. I'm sorry. I have to be respectful. It's really a good album.
So what is this?
It is a compilation, the Jewish songbook, the heart and humor of a people.
And a dog.
Okay, thank you. I am a dog. I am not a puppet. Okay. Yeah, you need a little mouse, just a bit of little mouse. Cause a little bit of mouse is gonna mean a good luck. Cause we need a little bit of mouse, just a bit of little mouse. Gonna shake it, gonna bake it, cause you're making a buck. It's the heart and humor of a people. There are serious songs on the album. Adam Sandler chooses not to be funny on this album. He's like, why give the people what they want?
Hine ma tovu ma naim, shevet achim gam yachar.
So he sings, no, he's actually has a beautiful voice. He sings Hine ma tov with his cantor.
Oh.
Who, you know, and cantors have nice voices.
That's their job.
That's exactly. If they can do anything.
They can sing.
They can sing.
Okay, well.
My cantor doubled as a moil, actually. That's the excuse they give me anyway for the fact that I have no testicles.
Well, Triumph, thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you.
And
it's been a pleasure. You've lots of fans, I know. Who's kidding who? My conch shell has more listeners than NPR. All right. You've been a great host. For me to go number two on, can I say that on NPR?
Please.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. Triumph, the insult comic dog.
Triumph, the insult comic dog, everyone.
And his handler, Robert Smigel.
And I wore the puppet for you.
Thank you very much. Although no one could see it, I was very happy to talk to the puppet's face and not to you.
I did that because I do like the show.
You co-wrote a movie that's called You Don't Mess With the Zohan.
You Don't Mess With the Zohan.
Zohan.
The Zohan.
What
and
is
you
this?
Have to say it. Okay, so you can say the Zohan.
Uh-huh.
And you have to yell it.
You Don't Mess With the Zohan.
No, that was pathetic. That was really...
Clearly not my line
of
work.
Very NPR. You Don't Mess With the Zohan!
Okay. I hear a little Triumph sneaking
I know.
In there.
It's
hard
my,
to lose.
My wheel of foreigners doesn't spin very far, unfortunately.
But this one's Israeli.
It's Israeli, yes. Israeli is a little different. It has more of this kind of... It's a beautiful, beautiful accent. And let's have sex now.
Again, Triumph.
No. This is Israeli. This is not Triumph. This is Triumph. Come on, let's do it. It's a huge difference. It's an enormous difference. No, Israelis, you know... That's a stereotype that may be fair, maybe not, but it's one of the ones that I chose to put in the movie, that Israelis are sexually aggressive.
And
at least some of them. At least some of the guys in the movie are.
This one, Adam Sandler, the main character.
He is a sexually aggressive Israeli commando, tired of fighting. He's the number one counterterrorist in Israel and has been for years, but he's been in the army longer than all his friends, and he's always dreamed of being a hairdresser. And at a certain point, he just feels like he has to try it. But there's so much shame attached to it. Not just the fact that it's a hairdresser, but that he's the number one commando and he wants to be a hairdresser. So he actually fakes his death when he's fighting one of his arch enemies on this particular time. And he smuggles himself on the freight section of an airplane headed to New York. And hilarity ensues. No, it really does. It really does.
And Israelis really do have good hair. I mean, that's...
Israelis have good hair. They're very stylish.
And a hairdresser, you know.
Yeah, it's not so out of whack that an Israeli would want to be a hairdresser. Though Adam's guy was sort of modeled a little bit on a guy I went to summer camp. I went to a Jewish summer camp when I was a kid. And
in Israel or here?
No, here in Maine. And they brought Israelis in every summer. So that was really, I mean, I'd visited Israel several times in my life, but that was my first real exposure to Israelis. So when we were first writing it, this is the guy I pictured who was the Zohan character. He was a guy who was the coolest guy in camp, and he was an Israeli Army veteran. He was well into his 20s, and he wore Daisy Dukes. He actually, I guess in this, it was the 70s. I mean, I'm an old guy, so.
What would Triumph think of this movie? What does he think?
Well, I've got his hand up, so I can have him say any. I heartily endorse. You don't mess with the Zohan. Yes. Please see this movie. I beg of you. The Jew needs money. I can't carry him on my back for another year.
All right. Robert Smigel, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Triumph's song is available now on the Jewish Songbook, The Heart and Humor of a People. And Robert Smigel's new movie, You Don't Mess with the Zohan, opens in theaters today.
Mazel, mazel, mazel. Bama doot the bama lama, just a little mazel. That's the only thing you need. You gotta have a little mazel. Mazel means good luck. Cause with a little mazel, you'll always make a buck.
And mazel tov to you, Alex. You're leaving for a while, but you'll be back.
We got this thing with the Democrats settled, you know.
Time for some vacation. Day-to-day is a production of NPR News. I'm Madeline Brand.